Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the success of our soldiers, Bezat Hashem, and also for the refuah shalom of all of those that were injured in the war, and also, Bezat Hashem, for those who need our tefillot. And also, Bezat Hashem, should be for the returning of all of our hostages that should return home with mental health very soon. Amen. Today, we're talking about types of people who flatter others in pursuit of money and honor. And he says, it's a common thing that people, they act foolishly in honoring the wealthy with various forms of honor in the hope of gaining wealth themselves. Right? You see this all the time. You have people, they honor people who are wealthy, even though those people may not be deserving of the honor, of hope, in hope to gain that honor themselves. He says, Hashem adds to their foolishness in regards to the different avenues that they try to attain their goal. See, not when Hashem sees that person is so foolish that they're trying to do things, see, Hashem puts even more foolish things in their head. And he says, then they become caught up in unbelievable, tremendous amount of effort and great toil all of their life trying to attain that wealth. It says, and they neglected what they were obligated to be expending effort and listening, trying to go after and rushing towards, which is to fulfill the obligations of the Creator, right? And this is so practical because so many people, they think the wealth comes from this and it comes from that, and they don't realize the wealth comes directly from the Borei Olam, comes from the Creator of the world. And when they don't have the right mentality, what happens is sometimes they get lost. Oh, this person is wealthy, he can help me out. Or this person has a, and he can help. But at the end of the day, we're all just an extension of God's hand. And if Hashem allows that extension for it to succeed, it'll succeed. And so he's saying a lot of times a person goes and tries to honor people who have wealth and honor people who have a mansion and all that. But they're not respectable. They're not people who are deserving that honor. And they think that that's what's going to make the person wealthy. Just being part of that friend group. Or being part of those companions. But that's not what it is. And he says, he says, you forget that you have to thank Hashem for everything that He gives you. Because what happens is, he sees this person as this, and as that, and as this, and as that, and as this. And that person's not thankful for it, he's not grateful for it. So he says, oh look, and then he learns from that. And he becomes like that. Chas v'shalom. Not for one moment. A lot of times Hashem gives something to someone, it's all a test for him to see if that person is really going to be grateful for what he gets. So it's extremely important to be grateful and be thankful to Hashem. V'tiyenne bekashotam yoter kerovot aleihem bader chazeh bli safek. Says, if you would apply effort in this way, in the right way, in the way of honoring Hashem and keeping His mitzvot, the goals of money and honor would be closer and easier to reach for a person. A person makes it harder for themselves to attain wealth and kavod and honor because they're running after it. And they're running after it in the wrong avenue. When a person runs after it in the wrong way, that's when a person, it becomes harder for them to attain it. Like it says in the book of Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech, Orech yamim bimina bismula osher kavod. He says, length of days is at the Torah's right. At its left is wealth and honor. Ve'amar ve'aosher ve'akavod minefanecha. It says in Divrei Yamim that wealth and honor come from you, Hashem. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the wealth and honor, and this is something to really internalize, wealth and honor doesn't come from us. Wealth and honor comes from you. There's so many people today that they are multi-billionaires, but they are the most depressed people in the world. They don't receive the proper kavod, the proper honor that they feel they deserve. And it brings them down and takes their confidence level down. Is that what wealth is? Is that what happiness is? He's saying wealth and honor. And if you internalize this, it'll really stick in deep. Wealth and honor, Hashem, I know it comes from you. All of the money in the world is in your otsar. It's in your treasure box. All of the kavod, all of the honor in the world comes from you. The Chachamim say, kol ha-boreach min ha-kavod, anyone who runs away from honor, the honor runs after him. Anyone who runs after honor runs away from him. So what's that? So someone once told me, he says, okay, so I'm going to pretend to run away from honor, and then I know honor is going to run after me. I said, that's not how it works, Khabibi. The way it works is Hashem, He reads straight through you. Hashem knows exactly what you're thinking. Hashem knows exactly where your heart is. He knows exactly what your intentions are. If there's one person in the world, or one being in the world that can know exactly what's going through your mind in every situation and every place in the world, it's the Borei Olam. Don't think you can school him. Don't think you can scheme the system. There's no scheming the system when it comes to Hashem. Understand that he reads straight through you. So what does that tell you? If you know that all of the honor and the wealth are in the hands of the Borei Olam, and you know that he reads exactly what's going through your mind, then how can you be deceitful? How can you try to deceive people? How can you try to earn money through ways that aren't honest and integrated ways of earning money? You should want to be able to come upstairs after 120 and say, Hashem, everything I have, you can check it. Backtrack me. Go through it. You won't find 1 ounce that's not kosher. This is what the dream should be. Your dream goal should be. Why is the dream goal that people have is to attain as much wealth as you can? Why can't the dream be to attain the wealth in an honest way? To say, Hashem, you come out. There's so many people today. You don't know how many phone calls I get of people. Is this allowed? Is that allowed? Is this allowed? Is that allowed? I always tell people the rule. If you have the question, that means it's probably a problem. Once you have the question, am I allowed to do this or not? Most times, it's probably a problem. Because usually, your gut is telling you that this is not right. If you bring yourself to be able to ask the question, that means that your gut is telling you, it's not good for me to be doing this. Let me try to find some loophole, some way around it. Now, I'm not saying there could be ways and times that it is allowed or when it's not allowed. But most times, when you ask yourself the question, and you're asking someone the question, a lot of times, it's not even allowed. So when it's not allowed, why do you want to do it? Why do you want to earn parnasa? Why do you want to earn your wealth where your family is supporting and everything is going to be on that basis that it's not tahor, it's not pure? You should want everything that comes in through your bank that goes out and comes in and goes out, everything to be with the stem and blessing of Hashem. And this is exactly what he's saying over here. He's saying that foolish people, they don't realize this. They're running after the kavod. They're running after the wealth. They're running after people who are wealthy and aren't deserving of the kavod and giving them kavod that they don't deserve. But that's not what we're meant to be doing here. You're meant to appreciate and be grateful to Hashem for the wealth and money that He does give you. And to run after it in ways that are pure ways, are kosher ways, are ways that are ways that Hashem allows. And he says, by honoring Hashem, these people would be more successful at earning a living and being honored people. So you think about it, it's a backwards mentality. You think if I go and honor this wealthy person and give him kavod and give him honor, that's what's going to make me into an honorable person. Hashem is saying, if you just keep my mitzvot properly and you honor Hashem, you would be more successful in earning your parnasa, and you would be much more honored. The most honorable people in the world today, in our community, in the Jewish people, are not the people that were going and flattering people who aren't deserving of kavod. They were people who lived wholeheartedly for Hashem, and you could read and see through them that there's no ounce of them that is not true. 100% emet. 100% is truthful. We should live by this, stand by this. And when doing so, Be'ezat Hashem, everyone should receive the bracha me'et Hashem, that they should have parnasa b'tahara. That it should be pure parnasa. Not just money, but it should be money that Hashem's stamp is on, Be'ezat Hashem. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.